الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد يا ايها الذين امنوا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فينظر احدكم من يخالل وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم المرء مع من احبه وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تصاحب الا مؤمنا لا تصاحب الا مؤمنا لا تصاحب الا مؤمنا We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, and to Him belongs the praise alone. We seek refuge with Allah the Almighty from the weakness of ourselves. And we bear witness that whomever Allah guides, he will be guided aright. No one can misguide anyone that Allah guides. That person that Allah leaves alone, without his light, without his guidance, that person will not be guided at all. There is nothing worthy of worship besides Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and his servant. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be upon his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his great, great, great companions, all of them, his family, and the Muslims everywhere who struggle for Allah's cause. My dear brothers and sisters, I want us, whenever we hear the words of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to listen, to learn, to understand, and to put into practice. Today's khutbah is based on some ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't want to just recite it and you just hear it and then we go away, business as usual. We want to hear the words of our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we want to put them into practice. So today, let us make niyyah, intention, to put these words into practice, the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, so much wisdom is contained in the words of our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes he gives us a long speech or narration, and there's some little word in that narration not intended as the major speech or subject even. But yet that word, that little statement, so deep, so full of admonition, so full of guidance. And so today, brothers and sisters, I want to give you the explanation of a hadith and just focus on the last part of the hadith, not intended as the major theme, but yet so full of depths of understanding. And that's the way our messenger Muhammad is, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By the way, brothers, you notice, you have never seen me wear such robe as this. This is new. He said, what? This is a gift given to me on our last visit to Turkey by the number one sheikh and imam in Turkey, Sheikh Fati Allah. One morning after Salatul Fajr, he stood up, he beckoned to me, took it off his back, and put it on me. Out of respect to him, the one inshallah is going to be teaching out 40 children who will be going to Turkey to study. Out of respect for the gift that he gave to me, I thought I would wear it for Jummah, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, you read in the newspaper all the time, somebody was shot at a party. And you hear them say that person was in the wrong place at the wrong time. You hear this all the time. A Muslim brother came to me and said that his son was arrested, went to jail, because he was with some other youths who decided to rob somebody. And so when the police came, they arrested him too. Wrong place at the wrong time. And today, brothers and sisters, I don't want to talk about the wrong place and the wrong time, though that is implied. What I want to talk about is the right place at the right time with the right friends. The right place at the right time with the right friends. If you're going to be successful, you must be in the right place on time with the friends. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with malaika, angels. You can't see them. They're here right now. We as Muslims believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam believes what Allah has revealed to him, and so do the believers. أمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. He believes. Every one of them believes in Allah and His angels. Do you know, brothers and sisters, we have probably half the people for Jummah prayer service came after I began the khutbah. People coming in. Do you know that at each door of the masjid, even our humble masjid, Masjid al-Taqwa, over there on Bedford Avenue, where you come in the entrance, when you were coming in, you didn't see the angels sitting there with a book open, writing your name down. And the sisters sat on Bedford Avenue. As the sisters came to Jummah, they didn't see the angels there. But the angels were sitting by the door writing down the names of the people who came to Jummah prayer service. And did you know that when the imam got ready to give the khutbah, the angels closed their books, folded the books, and they sit down. They're sitting here right now. We can't see them. What are they doing? Listening to the khutbah. If you don't believe what I just said, you're not a believer. These are not my words. These are the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we believe in angels even though we can't see them. And they're here right now with us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels, and their job is to go around the earth, up the streets, looking. What you looking for? Ahlu Dhikr. The people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in company. They gather together for the purpose of talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever the angels go around and they see the people, the Muslims, the believers remembering Allah, they come and say, come, come. And then they circle us, the believers, or the believers, and then they ascend into Jannah to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah the Almighty, even though He knows best, asks the angels, "What are my servants saying?" And the angels say, they're saying, "Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah." That's all they're saying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels, "Do these servants that are glorifying my name, saying that I'm the greatest and saying glory be to me, do they see me?" And the angels say, "Wallahi, no Allah, they do not see you." And Allah asked the angels, "What if they saw me?" And the angels said that if they saw you, oh Allah, they would be strong, ashadda, in doing this. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. They would be stronger. You know, brothers and sisters, I want to stop here and say this. A few weeks ago, I was sitting in a car on the way from Newark Airport with a brother. And he said something to me that had a profound effect on me that impressed me very much. He spoke about a brother that he knew. And he said that this brother, for the last 10 years, Every Thursday without exception, he has dinner with his mother and father. That impressed me. Every year, every Thursday, to take time to have dinner with your mother and father, that impressed me. The consistency that he met his parents. Now, there are people who meet each other for the pleasure of Allah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels, "What are my servants asking for?" And the angels say that they're asking for al-Jannah, paradise. These people who get together, they ask Allah, they say, "Oh Allah, please bless us with Jannah." Not everybody. Because these people don't care about Jannah. We don't hear them talking about paradise. We don't hear Mr. Bush talking about paradise. We don't hear Mr. Cuomo. We don't hear Mr. Clinton, Mr. Perot. We don't hear them mention about al-akhirah, the hereafter, do you? Never. You don't hear that. And you won't hear that. You won't hear your professor talking about it. You don't see it in the newspaper. They have sensationalism in the newspaper, but these people who remember Allah, they sit down and they ask Allah for Jannah that they don't see. Others laugh at us, make fun of us, make mockery of us. You're talking about something you can't see. But yes, we believe in the Jannah. We believe in the hereafter. And we ask Allah. No, we beg Allah for the Jannah. Yeah. Beg our Lord for the Jannah. If you embarrass to ask Allah, I'm not. Allah, please bless us with Jannah. Bless me, my family, and bless the believers with Jannah. Even if you're ashamed to ask, I ask for you. Because Jannah is real. So Allah asked the angels, did they see the Jannah? Wallahi, no. They didn't see the Jannah. What if they saw the Jannah? Don't you know, brothers and sisters, if Allah showed us the Jannah, what we would be? Do you think we would eat again, ever in our life again, or Allah show us the Jannah? We can see it. We will be stronger. Oh Allah, please bless me with that Jannah, because I can see it. But we can't see it. We have faith. Iman bil akhir. We believe in the hereafter, even though we don't see it. What are they seeking refuge from? Allah asks the angels. Allah, they're seeking refuge from the hereafter, the hellfire. And nar, jahannam, the fire. They're seeking refuge from you, from the fire. Do they see the fire? No, wallahi, these people don't see the fire. They don't have eyes to see the fire. But yet they believe. All of you sitting here believe in the fire. You're afraid of the fire. You don't want to burn in the fire.
You have faith in the fire and you say, Allah, I seek refuge with you from the fire. Who steal his soul and men, you believe in it because the Quran speaks about it all the time and the Prophet Muhammad speaks about it all the time, but you believe in it. And so therefore you ask, oh Allah, please spare me from the fire. My family, the believers. And to talk about hellfire, you're considered ridiculous in this society. You're backwards because you have the nerve to think and talk about the hereafter. But don't you be afraid or ashamed to talk about the hereafter. Be a doctor and talk about the hereafter. Be a lawyer and mention the hereafter. Mention the hellfire, yes. Be a teacher and mention it. Be a scientist and mention it. Tell your friends about it. Why? Because you believe in it. Allah asks the question, well, what if they saw the hellfire? Oh, if we can see the hellfire, brothers and sisters, we would be strong and asking Allah, seeking refuge against that hellfire. You think you can eat, brothers and sisters, knowing what's coming? Seeing it? Seeing the suffering of people? See people's skin burn and new skin grow and burn again and new skin grow and burn again? See people drinking boiling hot water flames surrounded by fire? Hellfire is real. And then listen to what Allah says to the angels. And this is the part I want to take out, to extract today. This little part. Allah says to the angels, then I make you bear witness. Ushidukum. I make you bear witness that I forgive them. This is great. Brothers and sisters, one of the greatest gifts you can ever have from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is His forgiveness. We need His forgiveness. We do. We need Allah's forgiveness, all of us. None of us is without the need of Allah's mercy and forgiveness. You want a good gift from Allah? Ask for His forgiveness. But listen to this. فقال ملك من ملائكة. One of the angels said, there was a person at that moment who just happened to be walking by. ليس منهم. He's not of them. Just, he came by for some need. Him too? Your forgiveness for him too? Yes, him too. He will not be frustrated in that circle, those associates. Him too. In one narration, a Muslim says, and there happens to be a person who walked by, a sinner, and he just sat down among them. He's not of them. He just happened to sit down. Forgiveness for him too, yes. For him too. Why? He's in the right place at the right time. And you got to understand about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why you must know the right places to be and the wrong places to be. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that those places of the city most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, masajid, the mosque, the masjid. Allah loves the masjid. Why? Because the masjid is set up for the worship of Allah, set up for the remembrance of Allah. You come to the masjid to remember Allah the Almighty. And Allah loves that. And of all the places of the city that Allah hates the most is the marketplace. Does Allah hate every marketplace? Not necessarily. But what happens in the marketplace? The lies, the deception, the trickery in the marketplace. No ethics. Trying to get over, lying, beating somebody for money. The marketplace. that people kill for you, kill for money. The marketplace. How many souls lost in the marketplace? Money! Slaves of money. And lose your soul and go right to hell. Wrong place many times. Want to get to the right place? There is no better place than the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, there are some who never ever visit the house of Allah. Muslim, hardly ever. Some once in a while, well, today is Yom al-Jumu'ah, let me go, it's the tradition of my country, and after all I'm supposed to be Muslim, so let me go sit down in the masjid. But you don't see them in the week. You don't see them on the prayer line. Because they don't have the masjid in their hearts. They don't have the right place in their hearts. What's the right place? For women. Best place for a woman is a home. Oh, here we go with that chauvinistic teaching. I didn't say it. Prophet Muhammad said it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the prayer of a woman in her house is better than the prayer in the masjid for a woman. Why? Because there's no pressure for the woman to come out to go to the masjid like it is for the man. But brothers and sisters, we must admit that the modern home now is different from the home 1,400 years ago. A woman can stay home 1,400 years ago and be righteous. But now a woman can stay home and have all kinds of evil right in the home because of modern conveniences. Videos, radios, television, and Shaitan comes all in the house. So not good enough for the woman just to be in the house. She must be in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the remembrance of Allah. So now, brothers and sisters, we have to dig deep. I say this as I conclude. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And hear this, brothers and sisters, and hear it well. لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا. Do not become friends except with a believer. Can you do it? Who are your friends? المرأة مع من أحبه. A person will be with whom he loves. Who do you love? Do you like hanging out with Kafirs? Do you not like to be with Muslims? I don't want to be with that Muslim brother. All he do is talk about Allah. Talk about the angel. Talk about the hereafter. Talk about Jannah. Talk about hell. I don't want to be around him or her. I don't want to be around that stuck-up sister. All she want to do is talk about worshiping Allah. I don't want to be with her. I'd rather be with my Kafir friends. Why? Because my Kafir friends, we go to parties. Wrong place. We go to parties and have a good time. Wrong place. We stay up at night, 12 midnight, 11, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. What you doing? Having fun. Honey, you going to the masjid today? I want to go to no masjid today. It's boring there. I don't want to go to no masjid. Where you want to go? I want to go to the wrong place. And the danger is, not only do you lose your soul, but now, you lose your life. Wrong place. Can I tell you one of the worst places as I sit down? One of the worst places to go is a discotheque. One of the worst places you can go is a discotheque. Get out of there. Everything wrong there. If they don't bring drugs, men come looking for girls. Where the girls? And if ain't no girls there, they're gone, man, because they're going there looking for girls. We don't want that crap. Why you want to go there? You want to build something? Build a masjid. You want to build something? Build a school for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to build something? You want to invest in something? Invest in something that's going to save lives and bring souls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't invest in some dunya. La tusahib illa mu'mina. Don't make friends except for with believers. Why? وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فينظر أحدكم من يخاله. Because a person will follow the religion of a very close companion. Therefore, let every one of you be very careful whom you shall choose as a friend. Don't do it for me. Do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Care for whom you choose as friends. Those who have kafir friends, non-believing friends, associate, yes. Invite them to the deen, yes. Be best friends, no. Hang out with, no. Start today, cut it. Grab on to a Muslim friend, a believer.
Buy meat, plus, we'll talk about that another time. So brothers and sisters, he went on, as for the other, if you get too close to him, he may set your clothes on fire.
Boy, that's heavy.
And at the very least, you will breathe the foul odor coming from the furnace. You know, if you ever drive your car on the Van Wyck Expressway, right before you come to Kennedy Airport exit, horrible. Whenever we pass it, my children hold their nose and it's horrible. Bad smell. Don't like that smell. You know, brothers and sisters, as I conclude, now, I don't want to offend anyone. Disbelievers, in general, are like the person blowing on the furnace. And a believer is like the person with the perfume. Brothers and sisters, you have no idea, most of us, I'm sure, of the tremendous influence that people have on each other. Dude, think about your own birth. You were born a few years ago, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 55, 60-something years ago. You were born, and when you were born, you knew nothing. How did you get to be what you are now? Imitation. You imitated your mother and your father. They spoke, and you started formulating your little words after their words. You don't know no words unless you saw those words somewhere, heard them somewhere from your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your friend, your teacher, a book that you read, man. You've been influenced by somebody. Everybody's been influenced by somebody. Some people think, even big, arrogant people think they're on their own. You're not on your own. Somebody's influencing your mind. Somebody's influencing your mind. I tell you, the major problem with most of our youth, the biggest problem is who to hang out with. Think about it. Tell me your child is having problems with their deen. I'll show you who they're hanging out with. I guarantee you, they don't hang out with righteous people. I guarantee it. If they have unrighteous conduct, they don't hang out with righteous people. I guarantee it. Ask your children who their best friend is. Who's your best friend? Who do you hang out with? Let me see. Give me the list. See how many Muslim names on it. Now, I don't mean just Muslim names now.
because they got some Muslims who got Muslim names, but I don't want to hang out with them, nor want my children to hang out with them. So we're not talking about labels here. We're talking about real, real, sincere, devoted people. Who you hang out with?
There's a little clique of Muslims like to hang out, do little dirty things together. Because you know each other. Nobody come in your little circle.
So you got some Muslims that they won't take, they won't drink beer. But they drink suruji.
Let's go get some suruji. This is okay.
Suruji is not okay. You don't have to say alcohol. You know what it does to you.
I was in Mecca. And there was some kind of drink they were selling Mecca, man. He said, oh, man, this is Mecca. This is one block from the Kaaba. Everything must be okay. I drink that. And called everybody together. Don't drink this.
I know what it did. I know what it does to you. Now, I can be slick and say, well,
this is Mecca. This is some good spirit stuff here.
I can say that. You know, in Mecca. But I know what it did to me. Mecca, no Mecca, so we have to turn it down and show me. You got to get rid of this. This thing got some alcohol in it, man. It gives you a buzz. Get rid of this thing.
Well, they said don't have no alcohol in it. This country is slick.
It can have alcohol, but long as it don't have a certain degree, a percentage, you don't have to put it. This near beer is beer.
Well, it looks like beer, it tastes like beer,
it is beer.
But why you want to drink it anyway?
Why you want to drink near beer? Why you want to drink near beer? Why you want to drink when that bottle look like a wine bottle? Why? Remind you of the good old days? No, you don't want to be reminded of the good old days.
So, brothers and sisters, this is my challenge to us. Number one, I'm asking the brothers, especially Brother Ibrahim and Brother Mustafa, and I'll tell you why I say these two brothers. These brothers are some of the strongest brothers in moving things, getting things done. It was the impetus that pushed the brothers and got the brothers motivated, inspired, all the brothers, the work that they have done. All of them get the credit, but these brothers pushing. I'm saying, let us make this masjid in such a way to make it a hub of activity. Let us move this masjid. Let us fix it up in the basement. Make a game room for the youth down in the basement. Do it now. Why? We want our youth here. A game room in the masjid? Yes.
But brother, this building is just for Salat.
It's for Salat primarily, but it's for every other kind of good, wholesome activity also. Proof. Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the faithful, with her husband, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, watched how the Ethiopians played with the sword in the masjid. She was being entertained. Why not bring them youth here? What would that do? That will take them away from their Kaffir friends. You want to play pool? Fine, let's get a pool table. One of the sisters said, look, Imam, fix the basement. I will donate a new pool table. Want to play tennis? Fine, bring the tennis tables here. You want to play video? Fine, bring the video machines here. Bring them here. And now I need brothers, I need helpers. Take it from me, take the weight off of me. They said, come on, let's go. We need some money. Let's get the money. Let's fix up the place. Let's do it now. But no, don't stop there. We need to fix up the masjid. I didn't say sisters couldn't come to the masjid because the Prophet didn't say that. He said, don't stop them from coming to the masjid. But sometimes, some people have so much fitness and trouble and problems that it's better for them not to go about here and there causing fitness and trouble. But you can come feel free. You can come to the masjid anytime you want. This is your home, sisters. So we want to make it comfortable for the sisters. Make a nice lounge area for the sisters. They can come and they can study. Sometimes they want to get away for a little while. What better place than come to the masjid? Instead of going somewhere here and there, why not come to the masjid where they can learn? Why not us build the library now? Bring the books now so people can come here and study. Why not bring some good videotapes so we have a tape room where they can listen to, watch good videos, Islamic videos. Why not? Why not show good Muslim movies to our children, to our families, so Saturdays and Sundays they can come here. So much activity. Classes being filled up, learning the deen. Why not? This is the vision. Let's make this masjid a place so busy, so occupied, every time you turn around, people coming in, people going out. Youth. I want to see them 14 years old, 15 years old, 17 years old. I want to see them coming here. They'll come here if you fix it up for them. Help me do it. Why? We need the external environment. The weaker you are on the inside, the more you need on the outside. And you must admit we are weak on the inside. Lest you blind and you can't see. And when this on the inside is strong, you can go anywhere on earth. Practice your deen. It doesn't matter. You go in the center of Harlem, surrounded by drugs and alcohol and prostitutes, and you won't touch any of it. Because what's on the inside is strong, and you don't need no external thing to keep you straight. You straight on from the inside. But until that day happens, we must build an external environment. We can do that. I was wanted to say, let's take neighborhoods and build them up and live together, all of us. That's going to take time. But we can fix the masjid up right now. We can start today. After I give salam and we go, we can start today. Get a movement in this community. A movement, man. Move in the community toward the good and righteousness in us being together. If you want to take them away from their Kafir friends, you must replace them with something. Build our program up. Inshallah. Challenge that I have for each one of us as individuals. Look around. See the Muslims who are doing something good, righteous. Watch those who study. Watch those who advance. And say, can I hang out with you for a part of the day? Can I be with you for 1 hour? Can I sit with you? Maybe some of which Allah bless you with will come on me. If I study with you, if I walk with you, if I be with you, hang out with you, talk with you, maybe my conversation will be different because you have a different conversation. Look around. Who is Allah blessing? Attach yourself to them. That's how they learned in the old days. Think of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think of who he had hung out with. Abu Bakr, second Khalifa, his friend. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhuma, first Khalifa, Abu Bakr, second Khalifa, Umar, third Khalifa, Uthman, fourth Khalifa, Ali. These are the people the Prophet Muhammad associated with. Who did he associate with? Aisha radiallahu anha, Khadija. Who did he associate with? Abu Hurairah. Great giants. Now we must do the same thing and push each other for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say to you, brothers and sisters, as the Prophet said, La tusahib illa mu'mina. Do not associate or befriend with anyone except a believer. Let your best friend be a believer. And those you're hanging around with, Muslims, and say, look, brother, I don't want what you're doing. I don't want that anymore. I want to get myself together because you're having a bad influence on me. I need to get with someone who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless you, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless all of us to get rid of the bad companion that we keep. And let us take good companions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us to give us the guidance to give to our youth, to our families. Oh Allah, bless us to build for you, institutions of learning and institutions for our youth to come. Oh Allah, please purify our intention. Help us, guide us. Make us to love the Quran. Make us to love the Sunnah of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذريات محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.